So up to the 19th shloka of the 9th chapter, Raja Vidya Raja Guhya Yoga, 9th chapter, different types of bhakti have been discussed by Krishna. Now from the 20th shloka onwards, we get the broad division of bhakti into two types. One is called the Sakama Bhakti and the other one is called Nishkama Bhakti. And Lord Krishna wants to say here that Sakama Bhakti, however great it might be, cannot give moksha. So Sakama Bhakti can fulfill worldly desires. A person can get plenty of artha, that is lot of wealth. All kama can be fulfilled, sense objects, dharma, through which one can go to Swargadi Lokas, all those things can be fulfilled. Only thing is proper ritual has to be performed and proper sankalpa has to be made. Dhyanam, dhanam, dhanyam, bahuputra, labam, sadasamvatsaram, all these things can be achieved by doing all these rituals with proper sankalpa and completely. But even though one might consider that as a successful bhakti, which has given all the worldly benefits, from the Vedantic angle, they all fall within samsara only. So money, sense objects, position, they all come under only samsara, because whatever is perishable is samsara only according to Vedanta. So up to Brahmaloka, the whole thing falls under samsara only. Then one might ask, how can we call money and sense objects as samsara? Don't they give happiness to me? For that Krishna has given the answer already in the 5th chapter, where he said, Yehi samsparshaja bhogaha dukkayonaya evacha adyantamatta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddhaha. He said in the 5th chapter, any worldly pleasure from Vedantic angle is only potential sorrow. They come under the list of future sorrow perhaps. Happier the life, terrible the death will be. I don't want to leave this wonderful house, wonderful wife, wonderful children, wealth, property. All those things will hit us. Yatta dagre vishamiva pariname amrutopamam. Krishna says, Vishayendriya samyogadayam yatta dagre amrutopamam pariname vishamiva tatsukam rajasam smritam. Krishna says in the 18th chapter, sense pleasures are amritam in the beginning, very nice, but they are all visham, poison only in the end. So Swargaloka comes under samsara. Samsara, all the Swargaloka, Brahmaloka, all of them, they all come under samsara only. So Sakama Bhakti is only samsara karanam. So Sakama Bhakti is only samsara karanam. So he is a religious samsari, perhaps. The others may be atheistic samsaris. He is a religious samsari. He has come to religion, but has not used religion for gaining moksha. So Krishna says, Sakama Bhakti keeps one in samsara, whereas Nishkama Bhakti alone leads one to moksha. So in the 20th and 21st shlokas, we get the Sakama Bhakti. So Krishna says, Trividyaha, those who are experts in the three Vedas, Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, and the three Vedas refer to the Karmakanda portion here, and not the Upanishadic portion, the Karmakanda ritualistic portion, and Somapaha, those people who perform Somayaga and drink the Soma juice. The Soma is a plant, is a creeper, Soma Latha. And there is a yaga called Soma Yaga, in which they have to take the juice out of the Soma creeper. It is called the Soma because it comes only because of the moonlight, it seems. Since Soma, the moon, is the cause for the production and growth of this particular creeper, it is called Soma Latha. With that juice, the yaga is performed, and so it is called Soma Yaga. And it is supposed to be even mildly an intoxicant. At the end of the yajna, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇస్ లెఫ్ట్ దట్ కమ్స్ అస్ ప్రసాద యజ్ఞ ప్రసాద ఆఫ్ ద యాగ అండ్ దే హ్యావ్ టు కన్స్యూమ్ దాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద ప్రసాద టు డ్రింక్ ఓన్లీ లిటిల్ అమౌంట్ ఓన్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద ప్రసాద ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి డ్రంక్ యు నో టేకెన్ ఇన్ బ్యారల్స్ బికాస్ ఇట్స్ అన్ ఇంటాక్సికెంట్ దెన్ ఈవెన్ వన్ విల్ ట్రై టు డూ బికాస్ దెన్ ఇఫ్ దట్ ఈస్ ద కేస్ మేబీ మెనీ పీపుల్ మైట్ వాంట్ టు డూ దట్ యాగ సో దిస్ ప్రసాద ఈస్ టేకెన్ దట్ లైక్ వన్ ఉద్ధరణి ఎ స్మాల్ స్పూన్ యాజ్ లైక్ అభిషేక తీర్థం వీ టేక్ ఇట్ ఈస్ టేకెన్ ఇన్ స్మాల్ అమౌంట్స్ అండ్ సో దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ సోమపాహ ద పీపుల్ హూ డ్రింక్ ద సోమా జ్యూస్ సో సోమం పిపతి ఇది సోమపాహ ద సోమా డ్రింకర్స్ అండ్ సో సోమపాహ ఈస్ అ టైటిల్ గివన్ టు దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ పర్ఫార్మ్ సోమయాగ ఓన్లీ త్రూ యాగ అలోన్ ద సోమా జ్యూస్ కెన్ బి డ్రంక్ యాజ్ ప్రసాద నో హార్మ్ సో సోమపాహ ద వన్ హూ హ్యాస్ డన్ ద సోమయాగ దెన్ పూత పాపాహ హూ హ్యాస్ బికమ్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ ఆఫ్ దర్ సిన్ పూతం పూతం మీన్స్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ వాష్డ్ ఆఫ్ పాపాహ పాపం ఆల్ సిన్స్ సో పూతాని పాపాని ఏషాం తే పూత పాపాహ సో దోస్ హూ సిన్స్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ రిమూవ్డ్ వై బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద పుణ్యం అక్వైర్డ్ బై పెర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దట్ యాగ ఆల్ ద పాపమ్స్ ఆర్ రిమూవ్డ్ వాట్ డూ దే డూ యజ్ఞై ఇష్ట్వా ఆఫ్టర్ వర్షిపింగ్ మీ త్రూ ద యజ్ఞాస్ త్రూ ద వేరియస్ యాగాస్ ఇష్ట్వా హియర్ ఇష్ట్వా ఇష్ డస్ నాట్ మీన్ డిజైర్ యజ్ ధాతు సో నో టు వర్షిప్ ఇష్ట్వా హ్యావింగ్ వర్షిప్డ్ మీ సో వాట్ డూ దే ఆస్క్ ఫార్ స్వర్గతిం ప్రార్థయంతే దిస్ ఈస్ ద మోస్ట్ అన్ఫార్చునేట్ థింగ్ హియర్ దే కుడ్ హావ్ ఆస్క్డ్ జ్ఞాన వైరాగ్య ఆఫ్టర్ డూయింగ్ ద యజ్ఞ దే కుడ్ హావ్ ఆస్క్ ఫార్ జ్ఞాన అండ్ వైరాగ్య బట్ దట్ డస్ నాట్ కమ్ టు దెమ్ ఇమీడియట్లీ దే థింక్ ఆఫ్ ది హయ్యర్ స్టాండర్డ్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్ దట్ ఓన్లీ కమ్స్ టు దట్ మైండ్ సో వీ షుడ్ ఆల్ ఆస్క్ అవర్ సెల్స్ లార్డ్ కమ్స్ అండ్ టెల్స్ అస్ ఓన్లీ వన్ బూన్ యూ కెన్ ఆస్క్ హి అపియర్స్ ఇన్ అవర్ ప్రెసెన్స్ అండ్ ఆస్క్ అస్ ఐ విల్ గివ్ యూ ఐ విల్ గ్రాంట్ యూ వన్ బూన్ వాట్ విల్ యూ ఆస్క్ ఇట్స్ ఎ వెరీ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ ఎక్స్పెరిమెంట్ ఈవెన్ దో ఇట్ ఇస్ హైపోథెటికల్ సో వీ ఆల్ నో వాట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ అవర్ హార్ట్ రియలీ So, what is it in their heart? Who worship me? Krishna says, whatever is there in their heart is only swargati, higher standard of living. Like for example, those people in India, maybe they want to go to America. We are already in America. Wonderful roads, cars are there. That is their imagination. No power cut. So, that is why we never, many people who go to America don't go back. Perhaps. We all have come like that only. So, swargatim, swar, swar lokaha. Gati means destination. So, Swargati means Swargagatim, the destination of Swargaloka. Prarthayante, they seek. All these people, even after performing all these nice Soma Yajnas, they seek only Swargaloka, Swargadi Lokas. So, now the Lord has become helpless. Even though He is ready to give Chitta Shuddhi, Jnanam, Moksha, when they don't want it, how can He give it? So, what will happen? Lord will say, Tadastu. If this is what you want, so be it. And as a result of it, what will happen? Te punyam surendra lokam asadhya. They attain when? After maranam, after they die. So one of the qualifications for swargaloka is what? One of the requirements. One should die first. After dying, if punya is there, then he will go through Krishna Gati to Swargaloka. We already saw all these Krishna Gati and the Shukla Gati, all those things we saw earlier. So, Te Asadhya, what? Surendra Lokam. So, Suranam Indraha. Suranam Indraha, Swami. He is the Lord of all the Devas. So, literally Indraha is a very common name. It's not a proper name here. Indraha means the greatest person. Indra means greatest person, topmost. Like Narendraha, Naranam Indraha is Naranam Sreshtaha, the one who is greatest among all the humans. So, Munindraha, Muninam Sreshtaha. So, Indra is most powerful, the greatest among Suras, among all Devas. And what type of Surendra Loka it is? Punyam, Punya Palam Ityartha, Punyam. So, Punya Palam Surendra Loka, which is the result of their Punya Karma, all good deeds that they have done. From this it is again clear that the length of life in Swargaloka is directly proportional to the amount of punya one has. So more punyam, more amount of time he will spend there. To show that only, it is said, Punyam Swargaloka here. As long as the Punyam lasts, the Swargaloka also will last. The moment Punyam is over, the next moment one has to come back. And the beauty is, we won't even know when the Punyam is exhausted. Suddenly it will go one day. And the person has to come back. I don't know, the picture disappeared in my thing. I know what happened. Ashnanti Divyan Devabhogan. In the Swargaloka, because of the Punya currency they have, Divyan Devabhogan, the divine pleasures of the Devas, the supernatural beings, which is not available in the Bhuloka, so Alaukikan Ityartha. So Devabhogan, Divi Ashnanti. Divi means Swargaloke. In Swargaloke, in the Swargaloka, they enjoy all the divine pleasures. And again, remember, those pleasures are also born out of sense contact alone. They are also born out of sense contact alone. So, Devabhogan. And so, it is better pleasure because the equipment is subtler. In Devaloka, the equipment is subtler. See, in the Manushya Loka itself, we are there, and also a buffalo also is there in the Manushya Loka. Both are Pancha Bhautika Shariram only, made up of all the five elements. But our body is sensitive enough that we can use it for hearing music and so many things. So we are able to enjoy better pleasures, whereas animals can only enjoy gross pleasures like eating, etc. But we can appreciate a sunrise, a wonderful music, poetry. What is the difference? Both are only Pancha Bhautika Shariram only, made up of five elements only. The difference is the equipment that we have is subtler. Ashnantra Lokam Asadhyam. Ashnanti Divyan Devabhogan. In the Swarga Lokam, because of the Punya currency that they have got there, Divyan Devabhogan, the divine pleasures of the Devas, the supernatural pleasures, which is not available in the Bhuloka. They are not available here. So, Devabhogan, Divi Ashnanti. Divi means Swargaloke. In the Swargaloka, they enjoy all the divine pleasures. And remember, those pleasures are also born out of sense contact alone. We should understand, even in Devaloka also. It is better pleasure because the equipment is subtler. For example, in the Manushya Loka itself, we are there, and maybe a buffalo also is there. But both are made up of Pancha Bhautika Shariram only. Both are made up of five elements. The bodies are made up of five elements. But our body is sensitive enough that we can use it for hearing nice music. So we are able to enjoy better pleasures, whereas an animal can only enjoy gross pleasures like eating and all that. But we can appreciate a sunrise. We can appreciate a wonderful music, poetry. What is the difference? Both are only Pancha Bhautika Shariram. Both are made up of only five elements. And the difference is the equipment is subtler. So if the Deva Shariram is still very subtle, and so it can enjoy even higher pleasures than us. And not only the Upadhi is subtler, the Vishayas, the sense objects, they are also supposed to be much subtler than us. And so the contact gives better pleasure to the Devas than to us. So that is also samsparshaja bhogaha. Therefore, the danger is always lingering there also. It is not that danger is only here, that the pleasure will go away one day. It will go away from the Devas also one day. So that is why Krishna says samsparshaja bhogaha. So that he can include all the seven lokas. Bhuloka up to the Satya Loka, all are included. So then after the Punyam is exhausted, what will happen? After the Punyam is exhausted, what will happen? Krishna says, Shloka 21. Te tam buktva swarga lokam vishalam, kshine punye martya lokam vishanti, evam trahi dharma manuprapannam, gata gatam kama kama labhante. So te vishalam swarga lokam buktva. All those people who have done karma, various karmas, what do? Vishalam swargalokam buktva. They enjoy ద వాస్ట్ వరల్డ్ ఆఫ్ హెవెన్, స్వర్గలోకం, విశాలం, వాస్ట్ వరల్డ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అ స్మాల్ ప్లేస్ అట్ ఆల్, ఇట్ ఈస్ విశాలం, వెరీ వాస్ట్. స్వర్గలోకం భుక్త్వా, స్వర్గలోకస్థ సుఖాని భుక్త్వా, హ్యావింగ్ ఎంజాయిడ్ ఆల్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్లెషర్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద స్వర్గలోక, వాట్ ఎవర్ ద స్వర్గలోక కెన్ ప్రొవైడ్, దే విల్ ఎంజాయ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. అండ్ ఇన్ వేదాంత యాక్చువల్లీ వీ గో వన్ స్టెప్ ఫర్దర్. హియర్ ఇట్ అపియర్స్ దట్ స్వర్గలోక ఈస్ యు నో ఈస్ ఆల్ ప్లెషర్స్, బట్ ఆన్ ఫర్దర్ అనాలిసిస్ వీ విల్ ఫైండ్ దట్ దేర్ ఆల్సో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు బీ కన్సిస్టెంట్ ప్లెషర్. ఈవెన్ దో హియర్ వీ థింక్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ ప్లెషర్స్, ఇఫ్ యూ రియలీ లుక్ అట్ త్రూ వేదాంత, ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ కన్సిస్టెంట్ ప్లెషర్ బికాస్ దేర్ ఆల్సో తారతమ్యం ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు బి దేర్. దేర్ విల్ బి అనదర్ పర్సన్ హూ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ డన్ ఎ లిటిల్ మోర్ పుణ్య అండ్ సో హీ విల్ హ్యావ్ అ బెటర్ హౌస్, సో దెర్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు బి గ్రేట్స్. సో ఈవెన్ ఇన్ హెవెన్ దెర్ విల్ బి జెలసీ, ఇట్స్ గోయింగ్ టు బి హేట్రెడ్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్ గోయింగ్ టు బి దేర్. స్వర్గలోక ఎపీమ్, సో దుఃఖమేవ దేర్ ఆల్సో ఇఫ్ యూ అనలైజ్, బికాస్ దేర్ ఆల్సో ద రిలేటివిటీ ఈజ్ దేర్, తారతమ్యం. Indra will have a superior of everything. So when Varuna and Vayu look at him, they will always have jealousy. So which the other people will not have. So, and Sukham is not pure Sukham. It is only Dukkha Mishritam Sukham Eva. Kevala Sukham Nasti. So, actually Kutrapi Kevala Sukham Nasti. Wherever you go, there is no pure Sukham at all in the relative sense. Kevala Sukham is not there anywhere. Kevala Sukham is only in Atma. Only in Atma there is only pure Sukham. So in Atma Jnanam alone, that pure Sukham is possible. So Swami Chinmayananda, he says, standard of living and standard of life. The former is external, the standard of living. Unless one improves the standard of life, improvement of standard of living will only lead to improved suffering. That's what Swamiji says. There will be no benefit at all. So, Swargalokam Vishalam Bhuktva, having enjoyed Bhuktva, Kshine Punyam Martyalokam Vishanti. When the Punyam is exhausted, they come back to the human world, mortals' world. Actually, in Mundaka Upanishad, there is a beautiful sloka. Ishta Purtham Manyamana Varishtam Nanya Shreyo Vedayante Vedayante Pramudaham నాకస్య పృష్టే తే సుకృతే అనుభూత్వా ఇమం లోకం హీనతరం వా విశంతి. హియర్ ఆల్సో ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్మోస్ట్ ద సేమ్ ఐడియా గివెన్ ఇన్ ది శ్లోక ఆల్సో. దర్ ఇస్ వన్ దర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వన్ స్టెప్ ఫర్దర్ యాక్చువల్లీ. ఇమం లోకం హీనతరం వా విశంతి. హియర్ కృష్ణ సేస్ హీ కమ్స్ బ్యాక్ టు మనుష్య లోక అట్లీస్ట్, బట్ ఇన్ ద ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ నీడ్ నాట్ బి మనుష్య లోక ఈవెన్. ఇఫ్ ద నెక్స్ట్ ప్రారబ్ధ ఇన్ క్యూ ఈస్ పాప మోర్, then straight away they will come down to Patala Loka even. He can go. Straight away he may be born as Sthanu also. Sthanu Manyenu Shamyanti Yata Karma Yata Shrutam. He may come to even a plant life or animal life. So Martya Lokam includes all these lokas, mortals world. So evam, in this manner as described, Trayi Dharmam Anuprapanna. Whoever takes to this dharma, the karmas prescribed in the three Vedas. That's why we started. The karmas prescribed in all the three Vedas. Actually, in the second chapter, if you remember, Yamimam Pushpitam Vacham Prabhadanti Avipashchitaha Vedavadarata Partham Nanyadastitim Iti Vadinaha. And Kamatmana Swargaparaham Janma Karma Palapradham Kriya Visesha Bahulam భోగైశ్వర్యం గతిం ప్రతి. సో కమిటెడ్ టు ది వేదిక్ రిచువలిజం, త్రయీ ధర్మం అనుప్రపన్నాహ, ఆల్ దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ హవ్ డన్ ఆల్ దీస్ రిచువల్స్ అకార్డింగ్ యాజ్ ప్రిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ ద వేదాస్ ఇన్ ద వేద పూర్వ భాగా, వాట్ డూ దే గెట్? గదాగతం కామకామ లభంతే. దే గెట్ ఓన్లీ గోయింగ్ అండ్ కమింగ్. గదాగతం బర్త్ అండ్ డెత్, గమనం డెత్ అండ్ ఆగమనం కమింగ్ బ్యాక్, సో పునర్జన్మం. దే గో ఆన్ dying, being born, dying, being born, that's all they keep on doing. They only get into punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam cycle. So dandramya manaham pariyanti mudaham ande naivam him ande niyamanam yadantaha. Actually we saw it in the in the Kathopanishad lectures. So they constantly move about. Why they move about like this? Because kama kamaha. Kama, there are two kamas listed here. And the first kama means sense objects or vishayaha. And the second kama means the desirer, the ichchuhu, the one who desires. So kama kamaha means desirer of sense objects, vishaye ichchuhu, the one whom is the desirer of all vishayas. So all these people get into only punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam cycle. So they have come to religions, all right, but they have not made use of the religion. So having come to religion, if one does not make use of it for moksha, it becomes a waste. That's what Vedanta says. So some people are samsaris remaining out of religion, and some people are samsaris remaining very much in religion. Then what is the benefit? So Krishna is going to say, Nishkama Bhakti alone will give moksha. So these are all for Sakama Bhaktas. So for somebody, if they want to get moksha, only Nishkama Bhakti alone will give it. So Vairagyam becomes very important. And that is given in the next shloka that we will see. Shloka 22, Krishna talks about Nishkama Bhakti. Ananyas chintayanto maam ye jana pariyupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyaham. This is one of the very popular shlokas, very famous shloka in the entire Gita. Here, Nishkama Bhakti is pointed out. What is the difference between Sakama Bhakti and Nishkama Bhakti? We have seen actually in many occasions, we have seen this thing. In Sakama Bhakti, a person worships the Lord, but his aim is not Lord himself. But through the Lord, he wants to attain something else. Pashu, putra, dhanam, everything. You know, he dhanam, danyam, all those things he wants to attain by worshipping the Lord. In Sakama Bhakti, Lord is only a sadhanam and not sadhyam for him. That is, atma is sadhanam, means what? Anatma is sadhyam here at the end. Since worldly things are the end, a Sakama Bhakta can never put his total mind on the Lord at all anytime. Because even at the time of prayers, what does he remember? His son is not all right. His near and dear ones are this way, that way. So that's what he thinks all the time while praying to the Lord. So now let us tell, can a Sakama Bhakta is wholeheartedly, will he worship the Lord? It has to be necessarily, it will be with a divided mind only. He cannot wholeheartedly worship the Lord. It will be only with a divided mind. For example, if the Lord tells us, I will give you one day, come with 5 boons to ask. Lord gives us, let us say, 5 boons to ask. What will we do? We will spend the entire day writing, erasing, writing the list. We will try to make that list so that within that 5 number, we would like to include everything that we can think of. All the things. So we will consult everybody. We will go on writing again and again. How to be smart and include everything in the 5 boons. That will be our interest. The moment we reach the Lord, we are going to think of all these things only. And so total bhakti is impossible for a Sakama Bhakta. Whereas in the case of a Nishkama Bhakta, Lord is not the means for worldly ends. He does not want anything out of bhakti. Whether grahastha, brahmachari, vanaprastha, sannyasi, doesn't matter. He does not want anything from the Lord, from his bhakti. He may have any number of worldly problems. Remember the Kuchela story. The moment Kuchela gets ready to go to Krishna, what does Mrs. Kuchela think of? She thought of the 27 children. LKG admission onwards, everything is a problem. So poor Kuchela could not ask any of these. Can one who appreciates the value of infinite, it is impossible to come to the lower level at all. Even if one of his children were to die, Kuchela would have accepted it as a normal process. He would never have asked Krishna for anything. If asked, they will be in the category of Sakama Bhakti only. And so for Nishkama Bhakta, Ishvara is the means and end both. For a Sakama Bhakta, Ishvara is only the means. Since the means and the end happens to be same, bhakti will be total in the case of a Nishkama Bhakta, wholehearted bhakti, undivided bhakti, eka bhakti. And this bhakti alone Krishna calls as ananya bhakti or eka bhakti. So it is that bhakti that is said here in this shloka. Ye janaha paryupasate, those people who worship me, how? Mam chintayantaha, thinking of me alone. Those who worship me, thinking of me alone. Here the word me should be according to the grade of the person. Initially it may be Ishta Devata. Later it may be Virat Ishvara. But finally the me should become Nirgunam Brahma. That will be complete Nishkama Bhakti. So Atato Brahma Jignyasaha. So constantly thinking of me, the Paraprakriti, my true nature, those people who worship me, how? Ananyaha. We can have actually two meanings for this. One is without thinking of anything else, any other goal or any other kama. So nishkamataya, that is one meaning. And the second meaning Shankaracharya gives, the Advaitic interpretation, without seeing the Lord as different from oneself. Or to put it positively, seeing the Lord as identical to oneself. That's what Shankaracharya says. So, because when they come to Jnana Bhakti, the training that they want to get is what? Any tendency of division should be removed. A Vedantic student should never encourage any tendency of Ishvara Jiva Beda. They are not different. He should know that very clearly. Because any Veda Buddhi is opposed to Vedantic teaching. And that is the reason that they dropped all karmas and upasanas even. They became sannyasis because in karma what are we doing? Indulging in Veda only. There is Lord and here I am. And I am offering this to the Lord. There is always this Veda. I am different from the Lord. In upasana what am I doing? Ishvara is great. I am a simple servant. Again, there is division in upasana. Therefore, ananya bhakti means a bhakti or practice of jnana yoga in which a student never allows bheda buddhi to rise in his head. And therefore, ananya. So, with the thought of identity, those people worship the Lord. Okay. And then what will happen to them? Where can the ananya bhakti lead a person? What is the highest stage of ananya bhakti? When a person is not interested in any worldly thing, he is going to get more and more committed to the Lord only. He will become more and more nishkama. Desires will gradually drop out. He will not have anything to ask of the Lord. And a time comes when he is not even interested in his own basic needs like food, dress, clothing, shelter, because he lives it. I don't want to waste my time and energy even bothering about all these basic needs also. And he renounces everything. So the highest stage possible is sannyasa. Then the question would come, if a person totally commits to the Lord, without even bothering about his own security or even basic needs, then who will take care of him? I want coffee, I want food, who will give me? That is why people don't want to surrender completely, because that security fear is always there. So we want to keep the minimum, and that minimum varies between people to people. For some people, minimum will be only this much. For some other people, at least I should have minimum a car. So all those things, it's a grade. So we want to keep that minimum for ourselves. After that, the Lord will take care of me. That is the attitude most people have. So we can never totally surrender to the Lord, leaving everything to the Lord. Now Lord says here, if a person totally surrenders, without bothering about his own well-being even, then the Lord assures, తేషాం యోగక్షేమం అహం వహామి. దర్ వెల్ బీయింగ్, యోగక్షేమం, బేసిక్ నెసెసిటీస్ లైక్ ఫుడ్, వాటర్, క్లోదింగ్, షెల్టర్ ఆర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ దే నీడ్, దే హ్యావ్ లెఫ్ట్ దెమ్, ఈవెన్ దెమ్, ఈవెన్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ దే హ్యావ్ లెఫ్ట్ అవుట్, దెన్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ మై రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ. అహం వహామి. వై? బికాస్ నిత్య అభియుక్తానాం, దే ఆర్ ఎవర్ కమిటెడ్ టు మీ వితౌట్ బాదరింగ్ అబౌట్ ఈవెన్ దర్ పర్సనల్ వెల్ బీయింగ్. అభియుక్త మీన్స్ కమిటెడ్ అండ్ నిత్య, నిత్య మీన్స్ ఎవర్. దోస్ హూ ఆర్ ఎవర్ కమిటెడ్ టు మీ ఐ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ దర్ యోగక్షేమ, దర్ వెల్ బీయింగ్. యోగక్షేమ మీన్స్ వాట్? యోగా స్వామీజీ సేస్ యాక్చువల్లీ అప్రాప్తస్య ప్రాప్తి, అక్వైరింగ్ వాట్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ యోగా. అప్రాప్తస్య ప్రాప్తి అండ్ క్షేమ మీన్స్ ప్రాప్తస్య రక్షణం, ప్రిసర్వేషన్ ఆర్ ప్రొటెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ అక్వైర్డ్ అండ్ ద లార్డ్ డస్ దాట్ ఫర్ యూ. నౌ వాట్ ఈస్ అవర్ లైఫ్? త్రూ అవుట్ ద లైఫ్ వాట్ హ్యావ్ యూ బీన్ డూయింగ్ ఆర్ వాట్ ఆర్ వి డూయింగ్? 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, ఆల్ ది టైమ్ వీ హ్యావ్ బీన్ బాదర్డ్ అబౌట్ దిస్ ఆర్ దాట్ ఓన్లీ. ఇన్ దిస్ మంత్స్ బడ్జెట్ గెట్ దిస్, కీప్ దిస్ ఇన్ ద లాకర్, పుట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ద సిడి, ఆల్ దాట్. బిఫోర్ యూ బ్రాట్ దాట్ అనదర్ విల్ బీ అండర్ రిపేర్, ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ విల్ బీ దేర్. బట్ అ కార్ ఆర్ గో టు యూ కెన్ బై ఎ కార్, గో టు ఎ మెకానిక్, ప్లంబర్, కార్పెంటర్, వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ ఈస్. త్రూ అవుట్ లైఫ్ వీఆర్ బిజీ ఎయిదర్ గోయింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ యోగా ఆర్ క్షేమ ఓన్లీ. అండ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ కాన్స్టెంట్ ఇన్వాల్వ్మెంట్ వీ హ్యావ్ నో టైమ్ ఫర్ ఆత్మవిచార అట్ ఆల్. ప్రేయో మంద యోగక్షేమాత్ వృణీతే, అగైన్ కఠోపనిషత్, మంద, ఓన్లీ మంద టైప్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్, అల్పబుద్ధి, గెట్ లాస్ట్ ఇన్ యోగా అండ్ క్షేమ. ఈవెన్ ఇన్ దర్ డెత్ బెడ్ దర్ అడ్వైస్ టు ద చిల్డ్రన్ ఈజ్ వాట్? మేక్ ష్యూర్ యూ డోంట్ లూజ్ దిస్, ప్రొటెక్ట్ దిస్, ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్, సెంటిమెంటల్ వాల్యూస్, ఆన్సెస్ట్రల్ ప్రాపర్టీ, ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్, డూ నాట్ లూజ్ దెమ్. సో పరమే బ్రహ్మణి కోపి నశక్త, నో టైమ్ అట్ ఆల్. యోగక్షేమ కమ్ అండర్ అండర్ ప్రేయస్. వై నాట్ అండర్ శ్రేయస్? వీ ఆల్రెడీ సా దిస్ ప్రేయో మార్గ అండ్ శ్రేయో మార్గ అండ్ కఠోపనిషత్. సో వై నాట్ అండర్ శ్రేయస్? బికాస్ ఇన్ కేస్ ఆఫ్ మోక్ష దర్ ఇస్ నో క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ అక్వైరింగ్ ఆర్ లూసింగ్ ఎనీథింగ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ అవర్ స్వరూపం, అవర్ ఓన్ నేచర్. శ్రేయస్ ఈస్ అవర్ స్వరూప. ఇట్ నీడ్ నాట్ బి అక్వైర్డ్ అండ్ దర్ ఇస్ నో క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ లూసింగ్ ఇట్ ఆల్సో. What can be acquired can be lost. That falls under yoga, yoga. Whatever is acquired and lost, they are all falling under yoga kshema. Anatma, prayas, etc., they come under yoga kshema. But atma can never be acquired. It is never lost either. So people are after yoga kshema only. And so Krishna says, if you are working for shreyas, then I will take care of your yoga kshema. I will not give you extraordinary luxury and all. That I won't give. I cannot promise any of those. Basic needs, I will certainly take care. Someone will give you bhiksha, clothes, shelter. You will always be assured of all those things. So, it's a very, very nice promise. And we should understand this is not like an election promise. The Lord will always maintain the promise. And they say, you know, politicians, they shake your hands before election and shake your confidence after election. People say that. So, but here it is a promise of the Ishwara. So, Sarva Shaktiman, Sarvajnaha is the Lord. So, we don't have to doubt the validity of His promise. But He puts a very, very important condition here when He gives this. He puts an important condition. You should drop everything. Then only I will take care of you. You remember the story of Draupadi? You know, in Dhritarashtra's court? Till she dropped out everything and raised her hands in prayer of Krishna. So long as she was thinking that she can protect herself, the Lord didn't come. But the moment she said that, yes, it is all because only by you I can be saved, the Lord came. So, but our problem is what? Since we are all doubting characters, what we think? Suppose if He does not take care of me, what will happen to me? So that is our lot. So even in the case of Draupadi, as long as she had hopes that she can get protection from Bhishma, Bhima, all those people, you know, she did not totally surrender. When she found nobody could help her, she had confidence in herself. So she was trying to hold on to her sari, that her hands will protect. She understood that her own hands also cannot protect. So she left both the hands. Thereafterwards, the cry that came was not a superficial one, but came from the innermost of her heart. And thereafterwards, the Lord came to her rescue. So no other way was available. And somehow, from somewhere, help has to come. And that is how the Lord helped her. And so Lord has given a very wonderful promise here in this shloka, but only the condition is a scary condition for all of us. So he says, Ananyaha chintayantaha ye paryupasate tesham yeva yogakshemam aham vahami. Those people who depend upon the other yogakshema, let them try and come to me after many janmas perhaps. We will see. Thus yogakshemam aham vahami. Here, Nishkama Bhakti or total surrender or Sharanagati is pointed out by the Lord. So let us continue. Sloka number 23. Epyanya devata bhaktaha yajante shraddha yanvitaha tepi mameva kaunteya yajantya viti purvakam. So with the previous sloka, the Nishkama Bhakti topic was concluded. And in the following shlokas, 23, 24 and 25, Krishna will be comparing Krishna Bhakti to Bhakti towards all other devatas. Krishna Bhakti towards all to and compared to other devatas. So Krishna Bhakti versus Anya Devata Bhakti. That's what he is going to talk. And he wants to say that Krishna Bhakti is superior to the Bhakti towards all other devatas. This is the content of the three shlokas. But this should be very carefully understood, otherwise misconception can come. So in all places I normally caution people so that they cannot have misconception. Now this statement that Krishna says that Krishna Bhakti alone is superior than other bhakti, that could be, it could appear to be an illogical statement. How can you say that Krishna Bhakti is superior to other devatas bhakti? Because if other devatas have limited forms, Krishna also has a limited form only. So if other devatas have a date of birth, Krishna also has a date of birth. He also has a Janmashtami. So if you take Krishna as a personal God, then the statement becomes illogical. Because any personal God is only limited. And so you can say that Krishna Bhakti as a superior Bhakti only under one condition. And that Krishna must represent not a personal God, but impersonal, infinite Brahman. So Krishna Bhakti is said to be superior Bhakti because in this context, Krishna represents impersonal, infinite Brahman. Whereas other devatas represent personal gods and so they are all limited. And hence Bhakti towards them is an inferior Bhakti in this context. And Krishna represents the impersonal Brahman and so Krishna Bhakti is superior. In Shiva Purana, if you take, Shiva will represent the impersonal infinite Brahman. And so Shiva Bhakti will be superior there. There Krishna will become a personal God and so also Vishnu, Brahma, Devi, everybody else also. And so other Anya Devata Bhakti in Shiva Puranam will be inferior. In Devi Bhagavatam, if you take, Devi will represent the infinite Brahman. So one can invoke the infinite in any particular devata. All devatas are finite. All forms are finite. But one can invoke the infinite in any particular devata. So if Rama is your Ishta Devata, you can continue to worship Rama, no problem. But not as a personal Rama, but as infinite Brahman invoked in your personal Rama. Worship Rama as Brahman, not just as Rama. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna represents infinite Brahman and so is superior to all other Anya Devatas. So what is important? We should never ask which Devata is superior. I will only ask the question, what are you invoking in that Devata? It is like a checkbook, for example. There are so many leaves in the checkbook. And which leaf is superior? It all depends on what you write, what you invoke in those leaves. Paper-wise, all of them are same. But what you write will determine the value. Similarly, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna represents Brahman, and so Krishna Bhakti is superior. Without understanding some of these cults, they say Krishna is superior. Krishna is as a personal God, personal form, place, etc. is only finite. Okay, if Krishna represents infinite and all other deities represent finitude, then we can say worshipping of Krishna is as good as worshipping all other deities if Krishna represents infinite and all other deities represent finitude, because infinite includes all finite also. The whole includes all parts, whereas finite does not include the infinite. So when you worship other devatas, you don't include the others. And so the palam also will be finite. So Anya Devata Bhakti gives Parichinna Palam, whereas Krishna Bhakti gives Aparichinna Palam. These are all two other technical words. And another point is, when you worship a finite devata, that devata gives a Parichinna Palam, limited results. And Krishna says, even the blessing power in the finite devata also does not belong to that devata. You go to a finite devata, the devata blesses you. The blessing power of that devata does not belong to devata also. So, for example, Shiva's blessing power comes from Krishna because he is the Brahman here. So, Brahmaji's blessing power also comes from Krishna if he is the Brahman. So, all the deities are blessing only because of that one infinite devata. The other devatas are only pipelines delivering the blessings of the infinite. And so even the pujas are going to be for to the infinite deity only. That is another point that Krishna is going to mention. That is why the very, very popular shloka, Akashat Patitam Toyam Yata Gacchati Sagaram Sarva Deva Namaskaraha Sri Keshavam Pratigacchati, where Keshava represents the infinite and not Mr. Krishna. Keshava represents infinite. So, what is the conclusion now? The infinite Lord alone is the receiver of all prayers and pujas. And the infinite Lord alone is the karma pala dhata of all pujas. Whatever benefit you get, the palam of any puja is given to you by the infinite God only. The medium may be different. If you are a Rama Bhakta, the infinite Lord gives the puja through Rama and gives the palam through Rama. If you are a Guru Bhakta, again, through the Guru, the infinite Lord receives the puja and blesses through the Guru. And that is what is said here. Ye api anya devata bhaktaha. Those people who are devotees of all other devatas, other than Krishna, who represents here Brahman. Krishna represents Brahman or Ishwaraha. And we should incidentally remember, whenever we say Brahman, in this context of puja, we should take Maya Sahitam Brahman. Because this is important, we should understand that. In the context of a puja, it is Maya Sahitam Brahman. Because Kevalam Brahman, nobody can worship. Kevalam it is, the Kevalam Brahman is Gunam, so nobody can worship. So Kevalam Brahma neither receives nor gives. So those people who are devotees of other devatas, other than Krishna here, who represents Brahman, Ishwara, how? Shraddhayanvitaha. With Shraddha, faith in those deities, like Indra, Agni, Hanuman, all those deities. Devatas also get, for example, good time and bad times. Some movie should come actually, you know, that's all. Then one devata will become suddenly very, very popular. Then some Santoshi Mata will come, then Satyanarayana Puja will come, and some there are so many new deities, you know, they all come. And suddenly they will say, you go to this temple on that wall, there is this Sarabeshwara. People give so many new deities, and maybe at this point in time, those deities are popular. So someone came and sometimes it seems, there is a story. A temple priest was doing Sandhya Vandanam in a temple tank. You know, there is a tank, temple tank. And someone came and asked him, in what form should I worship? This Brahmin, he got wild because his Sandhya Vandanam got disturbed. He is doing Sandhya Vandanam, he got disturbed. So in annoyance, he asked him to worship the Lord as a buffalo. Because that is the extent of patience for this guy. But this person, he has got lot of Shraddha and worshipped the buffalo as the Lord. And then the temple Utsava came. The Lord wanted to teach a lesson also. And this person was standing outside and he cannot go inside. So much of crowd and all that. And they, when they were pulling out, they found that the Utsava Vigraha is not coming from the Utsava, for the Utsava at all. They wanted to bring the Utsava Vigraha to put it on the chariot and take it. But the Utsava Vigraha was not coming out at all. So all people were worried. But this guy found that the horn of the buffalo is obstructing, because for him, Lord is buffalo. And he could see the horn. All others could not see the horn. This person could see the horn, and that was obstructing the doorway. So he could see that. So he said, just tilt a little bit, then the Lord buffalo will come out. And these people said that he is a fool. After all attempts went to vain, they tried that and tilted and pulled and it came out. What is the moral of the story? Don't worry about the reality of the story. What is the moral of the story? This person worshipped in a particular form. It does not matter whether the form is inferior or superior, whether it's a buffalo form or some other form. What is important is his faith or the Shraddha. And that is why Krishna is putting the condition here. Shraddhaya Anvitaha. Two words. Endowed with faith. Endowed with Shraddha. Krishna says, Te api mam eva yajanti. O Arjuna, they are also worshipping me only alone. Because all deities are my what? Angabhutaha. They are all my own part, my own organs only, avayavas only. They are all my own organs only. Just as when you congratulate me by shaking my hand or patting my back, either way, the congratulation comes to whom? To me only. Even though you shook my hands only or pat my back, the congratulation came to me only, because both my hands and back are my avayavam only, my organ only, part of me only. Similarly, all devatas are Ishwarasya virajaha, Vishwarupasya avayava bhutaha eva. Therefore, they also are worshipping me, the Ishwara, alone. But what is the tragedy here? Krishna says, avidipurvakam. In this context, Shankaracharya, he gives avidi as ajnanam. Vidi, avidi, as ajnanam. Normally, avidi means violating the vidi, improperly doing some things. Here it is with ignorance they are worshipping. These are all people who worship with ignorance. So ignorant of what? Ignorant of the fact that there is only one infinite deity manifest in all these finite devatas. They are ignorant of that fact. And so behind every finite devata, there is the infinite Brahman they don't know. And if they had known, they would have understood that fact, that behind themselves also there is Brahman. Because I do not know that behind every finite jiva also there is Brahman, I do not know behind every finite devata also there is Brahman. So they worship the finite devatas for some quick this and that. And therefore the palam they get also happens to be finite. So the defects, because of the ignorance, what is the consequence? That is said actually in the next shloka, which we will see in the next webinar. Yo veda dausvara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti nasya parasa maheshwaraha. Shri Krishna arpanamastu.